see no changes. Wake up in the morning and I ask myself, it's like worth living, should I blast myself? I'm tired of being poor and even worse, I'm black. My stomach hurts, so I'm looking for a purse to snatch. Cops give a damn about a Negro. Pull a trigger, killing, he's a hero. Get it to the kids who the hell cares. One less hungry mouth on the welfare. First ship him, don't let him deal with brothers. Give him guns, step back, watch him kill each other. It's time to fight back, that's what Huey said. Two shots in the dark, now Huey's dead. I got love for my brothers, but we can never go nowhere unless we share with each other. We gotta start making changes. Learn to see me as a brother instead of two distant strangers. And that's how it's supposed to be. How can the devil take a brother if he's close to me? I let it go back to when we played as kids, but things change. That's the way it is. Come on, come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Damn, yeah.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same.
Be the same, yeah.
Just the way it is. Oh yeah.
I see no changes. All I see is racist faces. Misplaced hate makes disgrace to races. We under. I wonder what it takes to make this one better place. Let's erase the wasted. Take the evil out the people. They'll be acting right. It's both black and white. It's both tonight. And the only time we chill is when we kill each other. It takes skill to be real time to heal each other. And although it seems evident, we ain't ready to see a black president. It ain't a secret, don't conceal the fact. The penitentiary's packed and it's filled with blacks. But some things will never change. Try to show another way, but staying in the dope game. Now tell me what's a mother to do. Being real don't appeal to the brother in you. You gotta operate the easy way.
I made a cheat today,
but you made it in a sleazy way. Selling back to the kids.
I gotta get paid.
Well, hey, well, that's the way it is. Come on, come on.
That's just the way it is.
This is the Tanya Free and Friends Talk Show, your destination for the best in social and political straight talk. And now, here's your host, Miss Tanya Free.
Today is Wednesday, February the 3rd. Welcome to Tanya Free and Friends Talk Show, and welcome to Black History Month as well. I am Tanya Free, joined by my wonderful friends, former Richmond Councilman Bill Johnson. How are you?
I'm doing well, lady. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for being back here again. And also with us is Eric Balsall. How are you?
Good, good. Glad to be here.
Happy New Year to you. I think this is the first time you've been here since the New Year.
2016, that's right.
Okay, there you go. And also with us is Van Nevels. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me back on the show.
Good, good, good. And also with us is Brian Robertson. How are you?
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. It's the first time since New Year.
I ended the year with the show.
Oh, okay, okay.
I think I was here with Van.
Okay. Well, Van was here last month, so.
Was I?
Yeah, you were.
Okay,
you've
cool.
been here since the New Year.
It's
okay, keep up, keep up. Come on there, keep up. Okay, instead of that, our social media desk and rural correspondent is Antoinette Baylor. Welcome back. I know you were under the weather last week, so glad you're here. You want to say something to everybody? Oh, okay, all right, that's okay. And also behind the scenes is Mira White. She's back with us again. She was a little under the weather as well. Glad you're back with us. And also is Marcus Evans and Mr. Free. Thank you all for being here today. We want our listeners to join the conversation. We welcome your comments and opinions. Our phone lines are open, 804-321-1010. Our toll-free number, 844-321-1010. Or you can text us at TanyaFree63975. Or you can download the TuneIn app to listen to us on your mobile phones. And also, too, you can dial 712-832-2784. Thanks to our friends at AM/FM 247 Network. Let's start with the Iowa caucuses. Let's get the politics out the way first. And there were a few upsets, starting with the Republican caucus. Donald Trump, with all that tough talk, I think got his rear end handed to him. Ted Cruz came in first. And Donald Trump just barely made second because Marco Rubio was right behind him. I think it was 24-23. What do you all think of the Republican Iowa caucus? Starting with you, Bill. you're a politician.
I think Donald Trump found out when he made that statement how stupid Iowans.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he's seen now not that stupid.
Right.
I think they still are making a big mistake because one of the people I think is the grown-up in the room is John Casey. Mm-hmm. I think they've deliberately overlooked him. I'm not a Rubio fan at all. I think he's too young and he hasn't done anything.
Yeah.
He hasn't done anything. Although they could have said the same thing about Barack Obama.
They did.
But that man is brilliant. Okay, mm-hmm. He's brilliant. Mm-hmm. He's not Barack Obama. Ted Cruz. You like what you like.
I know. Mm-hmm. I know. True. Eric?
Yeah, I feel the same way. It's not that much of a loss for him. Came in second, and it's a real, religious state. So I think he'd be all right. He's winning in New Hampshire, right?
No, that's supposedly, just the polls.
He's supposed to be, I think, is 81-14 with Ted Cruz. But the polls, misled him for Iowa as well.
Okay.
Yes, he's winning in New Hampshire.
I was hard to connect to because it's a caucus. You had to put the people on the ground, and it's just a little difficult.
Yeah, it is too different for me. And when we get to the Democratic caucus, that's going to be interesting. What do you all think with the Republican caucus thus far?
It's the old adage, you just can't show up. And I think Trump thought if he showed up and made appearances, the people would come out. And it showed that an organized ground game.
Right.
Versus a bunch of sound bites, is going to win in the end.
Right.
And he was humbled.
Yeah, I think his inexperience show, his political inexperience show, because like
Absolutely.
You said, he didn't have a ground game.
Absolutely.
And that's what Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio had.
Yeah.
And also, too, Marco Rubio gained a lot of ground because he came in third. I mean, I think he surged really a whole lot.
Yeah, and you heard what came out today that Ted Cruz's people basically lied to the Ben Carson people to get that angelical vote.
Yeah, so. I think it's time for Ben Carson to call it a day.
Mm-hmm.
Ben?
It's not really surprising that Ted Cruz came out on top just based on the religious rhetoric alone, more than anything else, compounded by the fact that, you got Donald Trump who talks a mad game,
right.
Nothing behind it, but then he says he's never had an occasion in his life where he's had to ask forgiveness from God or anything like that. 2 Corinthians, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So,
2 Corinthians.
Yeah.
His
religious credibility amongst those who are true believers, hardcore almost,
right.
That's going to be a problem. And then you've got Ted Cruz who's, and this is too funny. He wants to go ahead, or he went ahead and offered water to people in Flint, Michigan, which is a good thing. You know where I'm going with this.
Yeah, I know where you're going with it, yeah.
But he only gave it to people who were anti-abortion activists.
Right.
Yet he's pro-life. Okay, I'm just going to leave it right there.
Okay.
I would drop the mic, but we on.
Well, let me ask this question. Let's go with the on the Democratic side, which to me was really crazy because throwing coins and that sort of
That's
thing.
Crazy.
It was so close. I think Hillary came in like 49 point something.
Yeah, she won by coin toss.
By coin toss. And Sanders came in at 49.6. Now, she boldly declared herself the winner.
Yeah,
that was a real bold move.
No, she didn't have to. She,
she did have to because it would have been an embarrassment
because
had she not.
Look where she is right now
in
New Hampshire. She had to use that to catapult herself to the forefront in New Hampshire because she's way behind in New Hampshire.
Exactly. And she could not afford another loss like she did to President Obama 8 years ago. She couldn't afford that.
I was watching the end of that, and I think the next day before, I guess it was announced, and there was a 4-delegate difference between those two.
Right.
And
Sanders. Exactly.
Now, a car costs an exact amount of money. You have an exact amount of money in your account, that kind of thing. Was it truly two people went for her and two people went for Sanders? Is that how it truly went? It could not have gone that way.
Well, he ended up getting
that it ends up in a friggin' coin toss. Really?
Or whether the whatever delegates he got the caucus, and I really think had she not boldly stepped up to the plate, that I think it would have been a tie. It just would have been a tie, and this just coin toss thing just seems
so
crazy.
She forced the hand of by doing such a thing.
Did. I think she did.
She should have got smacked down for that.
He hadn't conceded the last.
And he still hasn't conceded.
Right. He wants a recount or however they do that or
Get
whatever.
Get your stuff burning. Yeah.
But the thing is this: what does that say about her? Everybody was saying that she had this in a bag, and so
no,
where is
she
that?
She was behind.
No, but everybody was saying that she was going to, you know, be
a shoo-in, the heir apparent. Nationwide,
yeah,
you know, she is the heir apparent, as you say. Mm-hmm. But in these, I mean, in New Hampshire and Iowa, where it's, you know, comes down to the nitty-gritty.
Why did that show in Iowa then?
Because it's Iowa.
And why isn't that showing thus far in New Hampshire, where the numbers are very high for Bernie Sanders, and he's getting young people?
Where does he live?
Vermont.
Okay, Vermont. Okay, I got you. Understand.
And he's getting the vote out, too. He's getting people out. He's getting young people out.
Young people. And that makes a difference.
No one thought he, you know, he looks like a, I mean, he is a grandfather. He looks like, but he's getting the young people out. He's relating.
I'm a grandfather.
Yeah. He's relating to young folks.
To young people. And I
guess it's the frustration that Americans are having with everything. That's why Trump. Well, that's why Trump.
I kind of disagree.
Yeah.
I think Bernie Sanders is jumping out there with a, he's another political Pied Piper, in my opinion, with a bag full of gimme free. And the demographic that he's appealing to are basically those who have not left home yet. And those who have come back home and really haven't contributed anything, but as long as you're talking about free healthcare,
it's not their fault.
free
education.
Well, I disagree with you because,
aside from the
gimmick and all that they say and the debates and what have you, the best thing to do is go to gov.track, and you can see how their voting record is, what bills and everything they have sponsored, and that to me is a better profile as to what they really stand for.
Well, I was talking more or less about the people who are attracted to him.
The young people,
even the middle-aged folk that are attracted to him, they're fed up with the establishment. And they look at Hillary as their establishment.
But
who's going to get things done in Washington? That's the overall.
For as long as Bernie Sanders has been there, no one man is going to get that done. And you're not going to change that like that overnight. You're talking about a revolution?
But like you said, people are tired of Hillary because she represents.
Yeah. He's selling it.
And we're falling.
And we already knew. Obama couldn't get it done.
That's right.
Yeah, but
so Bernie's selling the same.
But I'm saying there's no such thing as a non-establishment candidate. There's no such thing as a non-establishment candidate. I don't care how unestablished you are. You go against the Congress, all of those guys are established. You got 91% of the incumbents getting elected every year. Mm-hmm. You got to go against the Congress. Then everything is political.
Mm-hmm.
So when I don't care where you come from, you're not going to break the system.
And that's what we need to change. Let's go to the Congress. Earl?
Yeah, that needs to be broken.
Exactly. How you doing? It's just a great dialogue. I'm enjoying it because I wanted to go back to your point about Iowa. I want to go to how they were publicizing. They were publicizing in reference to the turnout. So let's look at the turnout. You had 170,000 that came out for the Republicans. Now, we said Ted Cruz won. Now, I'm going to flip it on you. He got 51,000. So that means 120,000 voted against him. If I take Donald Trump, he got 45,000. But that means 130,000 voted against him. Same thing with Rubio, but I'm basing it on the 11 people running. Now, when I go over to the Democratic side, I see a 50-50 split. This is two totally different situations of reality. And your point of those that are attracted to Bernie Sanders like a Earl Bradley. Why? Because I'm in that category of frustrated with the us keep voting in the same people, then keep making excuses. Whatever trick they put in is no different than the trick that got us to vote for the ones that's in there now and doing nothing for us. So we got to really look at the whole process. And my sister, I love you because you took us where we needed to go, which was let's look at their voting records to see exactly what they are doing and how they're producing for us. But we, too, have to take onus because we need to get their phone numbers, call them in reference to the issues that we need to make sure that we are looking for. It is a marriage. And if we're going to take ownership for this movement, then we got to make sure that we participate and not talk about the movement and be a part of the movement by making sure we don't do what got us here, which is lack of transparency and communication.
You're right. You're absolutely right. Era, thank you so very much.
Absolutely. I was just going to say, I will say, we need to pay attention. If Vermont, if New Hampshire has a huge turnout, I think we need to pay attention to what Ted Cruz and what Marco Rubio are mobilizing, the angelic voting bloc and the younger voting bloc that's voting for them. I think we need to pay attention to that when it finally is the two candidates, the Democratic and the Republican, because all of a sudden they show they can get their vote out. We right. better not be complacent just because Barack's not running anymore. We need to get our house in order, because those folk, that was a record. That sends a signal to the United States. Hey, these evangelicals, they sat on their butts back when Barack, they probably figured, like, there's no way, Mitt Romney, right. you know. This time around, they better get to the polls.
Well, just think about what you just said. They will draw young people. What if Hillary is the nominee and she can't draw young people? That's a problem.
And that's what I'm saying. We need to pay attention to that.
She's having a problem with that right now.
That's why we need to pay attention.
Yeah, but it's hard to judge it based on Iowa. And,
I know.
You got to get to the more diverse states, you know, in the South.
South Carolina. I mean,
yeah, a vote is a vote.
You can see the difference then.
If they get their numbers out and we sit on our behinds, it doesn't matter. I think people need to pay attention to that.
Okay.
Except it's a good gauge after New Hampshire.
Well, I think it's going. We had two people to drop out this time. You had
Rand Paul.
Oh, yeah, Huckabee on the Republican side, and O'Mallory O'Mallory on the Democratic side.
And Rand Paul came out. Dropped today.
Rand Paul
just dropped out too.
Yeah,
okay,
Paul's
we just
today.
Got breaking news that mm-hmm. Santorum just dropped as well. Well, I'm waiting
that's for four
that's four, and I'm like waiting for Carla Fiorina to drop
yeah.
out.
Yeah, she needs
now,
to go.
I think Kasich may have a slight chance. We'll see how he does in New Hampshire. Why are you all groaning? If you had a Republican,
I agree with Bill. He is far better candidate,
right.
I think. Plus, he's from Ohio.
He's an acceptable candidate.
Right.
But he's been
he was the only
out.
One. Right, because he's talking about the issues.
Yeah.
That's why they don't want to talk about the
issues.
He's
not flashy.
He has done things like Obamacare and things
right.
like that appeals to us.
Right. That was just
exactly.
one thing.
Exactly.
Appeal.
Yeah. Right.
And I think
exactly.
that's what's hurting him in the
no,
Republican Party.
Mm-hmm. You got to see what he does when he gets in office and he has that Republican Congress. They vote. They do. They lock in step with each other.
But we've seen
they weren't locking step that much with Bush.
Oh, they gave everything
to
Bush.
At the end?
Yeah, they gave everything to Bush.
Well, it doesn't matter what they were at the end. It was about the beginning that makes
yeah.
the difference.
Sure.
Well, we'll see. And
out.
As far as
yeah.
Trump is
Please,
concerned, do you all think he will hang in there if he does not win New Hampshire?
Yeah, he got
oh, yeah,
money.
He going to hang.
Really? You think so?
Yeah. Ego going to get him in there.
I think if he continues to win.
Mm-hmm. No, she said if he loses New Hampshire
okay.
will he hang in there?
I think so.
He will. I don't think so.
I think his ego will be.
He'll hang in there
rude.
Till South Carolina. That's exactly
See,
why he'll
and that's,
stay
and that's
in.
The thing.
He's got
no,
too much ego.
No, I think because he lost Iowa, he was like, okay, really hurt. And then if he loses New Hampshire, which he is expected to win, you know, largely, and he loses that, I think he will drop out. I really, really do. Mm-hmm. So, but we got to take a praise break. Sweeter by Kim Burrell, sponsored by the Metropolitan Day School, where eagles soar.
Today is another day. New mercies I see. Lord, I'm in your hands. I know you'll come for me. Little rough at times, don't know what to do. Lord, I know you will help me make it through. Every day is sweeter than the day before. Every day is sweeter. Running out of love more. Every day is sweeter than the day before. Joy is coming in the morning time. Oh, now that my eyes do see, Lord, I know you really, really love me. The more I get to know ya, I find out that you're so good for me. You've been so good to me.
This is Tanya Free. 2016 is here, and the second semester is approaching. Have your child's grades been affected by behavior problems? Are you tired of calls from the principal and frequent suspensions? Get your child back on track before it's too late.
counseling and school programs in the home and community. Give Ms. Thomas a call today, 804-321-2595. The Metropolitan Day School and Counseling Services, 804-321-2595.
Put your business on the map for a lot less than you might think with Freedom Marketing. Give them a call at 844-321-1010.
Call the Metropolitan Day School today. Licensed and accredited grades K through 12. Call 804-321-2595. Financial assistance and after-school programs are available. Let's turn this school year around right now at the Metropolitan Day School where Eagles soar. Call Ms. Thomas today, 804-321-2595.
What is New Orleans Talk Network? It's today's hottest topics with an added flair. You. Get ready, because the conversation will be hot. And better yet, mobile. Download the New Orleans Talk Network app, available on Android, iPhone, iPad. And you can listen to us on the web at www.neworleanstalknetwork.com. Write down our talk line at 504-341-TALK. That's 504-341-8255. Interactive and worldwide. That's what we are. Join in on the real conversation and tell a friend about the New Orleans Talk Network.
Join me, Ty Bailey, on Just Jazz, the weekly jazz program aired on Saturday nights from 9 until 11 p.m. Just Jazz showcases the best in jazz, current releases, reissues, and selections from past great recordings. It's here on the Tanya Free and Friends radio network at tanyafree.com. Just Jazz is also streamed 24 hours a day at tybailey.com.
Reclaiming the Drum, WMXP 95.5 FM, Greenville's people-powered radio. Reclaiming the Drum.
Doctor, maybe an actress, but nothing comes easy. It takes much practice. Like, I met a woman who's becoming a star. She was very beautiful, leaving people in awe. Singing songs, Lena Horne, but the younger version. Hung with the wrong person, got a strong one at her. When cocaine, sniffing up drugs, all in the nose. Could have died so young, now looks ugly and old. No fun, cause now when she reaches for hugs, people hold their breath, cause she smells of corrosion and death. Watch the company you keep and the crowd you bring, cause they came to do drugs and you came to sing. So if you're gonna be the best, I'ma tell you how. Put your hands in the air and take the vow. I know I can.
I know I can.
Be what I wanna be.
Be what I wanna be.
If I work hard at it.
If I work hard at it.
I'll be where I wanna be. Again, this is for grown looking girls who's only 10. The ones who watch videos and do what they see, as cute as can be, up in the club with fake ID. Careful before you meet a man with HIV.
Join the conversation. Phone lines are open right now at area code 804-321-1010 in Central Virginia and 844-321-1010 coast to coast.
Young boys, you can use a lot of help, you know. You're thinking life's all about smoke.
February is Black History Month. Thanks to Dr. Carter G. Woodson, the father of Black History, who pioneered Negro History Week, February 1926. And, of course, we cannot contain Black History Month in a week or a month. So a minister in North Carolina is asking the Durham Public Schools to make Black History a requirement, and also a requirement for graduation. What do you all think? Eric?
That's fine. I agree with that. Okay. Yeah, probably.
No, what?
I don't think you should make that a requirement. I think it should be an option.
Yeah.
It should be an elective.
Yeah.
I mean, Civil War schools now, where it is an elective.
But that's what it should be, an elective. Just like
why,
if you want to do
Jewish.
Wait a minute.
Why do you don't think it should be a requirement?
Why should you require that over anybody else's culture?
Yeah.
Look, we're talking about our culture. I'm and talking about let, anybody's right. culture.
Let me take the opportunity
Let's
to
do the American Indian culture. Yeah.
I mean, we have European
okay, that's
culture.
Fine.
But that's what we call that's education.
Yeah, y'all you know saying we got European
we
education.
What we already got.
That's okay, amazing. So, I mean, right, I don't mind including it in this, you know, okay, in the same thing. We helped build Dixon. But,
okay, let me ask you why you think it should be a requirement or not, and you tell me why you think it shouldn't be. Why do you think it should be a requirement?
Because the impact we had in the country.
Okay.
From every facet of this country, I mean, from building it to inventions to the great people like Martin Luther King, who can be any greater than that man? We had to go through and still didn't have anything negative in his body. Against anybody.
Madam Tanya, I'd rather them just, you say, oh, we already have an elective. No, we don't. Mm. It's bits and pieces. I'd rather, when they're talking about science, when they're talking about history, when they're talking about English, that you include the African Americans in that conversation. And that doesn't get done.
Right.
Why not have that 365?
Well, we celebrate murder,
massacre, okay, and mayhem, and we call it Thanksgiving. So if that's not even being told and represented correctly, then what you think is going to happen
okay,
next?
Okay, so you are against it being a requirement.
Yes. Well, I'm more for correct information across the board.
I agree with you there. We're going to talk about that in a minute. Okay, so once again, you are not for it being a requirement.
A requirement? No. You can't, no.
But you got to understand that we are in control of school boards and all of the public schools. So all of the literature that's being taught in those schools, if they're not writing us into the history.
Thank you.
There you go.
Yes, and that's
one of the reasons
why we don't have to buy those textbooks.
That's one of the reasons why I want it to be a requirement, because we are being written out of the textbooks.
Well, we don't
have to buy them. Prime example.
Yes, we do.
A mother last year, a Texas mother, found in her son's textbook that we were regarded as immigrants. Let me see if I can regarded as immigrants opposed to slaves. Let me see if I can find it.
Well,
textbook display. Okay, let me read it.
We were immigrants.
Okay, wait
before
a minute.
We were.
Everybody's an immigrant.
Wait a minute. Hold it.
Indentured servants.
The textbook downplays slavery by including African slaves in a chapter on immigrants to America, explaining that they came to work on agriculture plantations.
Okay.
True. Now.
But that's a lie. But Madam Tom,
you
Madam
see how immigrate,
when you say immigrate, that means you choose to do something. Right. There was no choice but work or die.
That's my point.
But Ms. Tom, the whole point is
a work and
getting
die.
The textbooks changed. If you get the textbooks changed, if you go right at the source and get them changed, you don't have to and get them changed for everybody. This country was built on brown, black, and white. It wasn't just built on white. If you get the textbooks changed, you don't have to go.
But this is black history. We're going to talk about black history.
What Bill said is right. If you demand or if you make black history a requirement, then everyone else. Oh, well, what about us? What about us?
And everybody else
deserves
being told.
We
are being written out of the textbook. I'll give you another example. Last month, there was a book pulled off the shelf. It was a children's book. Pulled off the shelf because the book pertained to George Washington and his slaves. They don't want the story told. I don't know where it was. But anyway, my point is, we are already being written out of the textbooks. And if we do not make it a requirement to telling our story, the full story, an accurate story, we're going to lose the little history we do have.
It's not their responsibility. It's our responsibility. I was taught black history at home. So we had to start doing that ourselves.
The requirement aspect
okay.
may cause
backlash. Now you're back.
No, I want to be put in school, but if it's not going to be done, just do it ourselves.
No, I'm not. Let's go to the phones. Real brother, how are you?
Oh, doing good. Thanks for
having me. What do you think? Do you think black history should be a requirement?
To be honest with you, no. Hell,
okay, I'm
no.
surprised at that.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. In 1954, when the Brown versus Board of Education decision came down, white people changed the curriculum. White people used to actually teach white people. It's why they're so dumb today. But they used to teach them. But when they decided that black people could sit in classroom next to them, Robert F. Kennedy talked about that. That if a black person sitting next to a white person and the white person's teaching, he cannot teach the white person. How come? Because the black person's sitting right next to him. So if you do what you guys are saying, and this is the problem that you guys have with supporting Bernie Sanders, this is your problem. Now, you think a white person is going to teach a black person the real true history, that white people are the dumbest people on the planet, and that they did, humanity didn't start when America started slavery, that we had an 8-million-year history before slavery? You think a white person would teach a black kid that? Let alone a white kid.
I wonder who taught you what you know so far.
Okay, real brother.
Not that I'm saying it's wrong. I'm just asking where.
I'm just baffled. Y'all want to respond? I'm just baffled that you would say something like that.
I know. It's true. They're baffled that I would tell the truth. But come on, man. Them racists can't stand us. They're poisoning our water. You want them to teach us history?
And the air, too. And the mind, especially.
Come on.
Okay. Tell everybody I'm listening to your show, real brother.
Okay, we're on in the mornings, 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on YouTube, Real Brother Radio Show, Real Brother Radio Network, the alternative to conservative.
All right.
Wow.
Thank you, friend. I appreciate that.
All right.
So it's crazy black on his show versus crazy white in conservative world. Nice. There you go.
You can try to analyze all that.
Ooh.
Thank you for that.
I did an all right job just off the top.
Okay, well, we got Scotty. Scotty online, too. How are you, friend?
I'm not going to complain too much. How are you, Tanya and friend?
I'm here. Hey, I'm here. We just had Real Brother, and I'm trying to regroup, so.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to call in. I had actually wrote an article about that book about George Washington, and that book needed to be pulled. It was only after complaints about the book depicting George Washington's enslaved victims as happy and smiling cartoon characters in his children's book is why it was pulled.
Okay, so it wasn't really about the fact that he had slaves.
No, it was about, it was called A Birthday Cake for
right,
George
it was.
Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And what the sad part about it was that three black women, you know, I consider people who have a white parent as black, you know, unless they identify themselves as something else. But the person, the illustrator, the artist who drew the pictures and whatnot, she's a black woman. The editor was a black woman. And the other woman, I would consider her black, but she has a black parent. And they are the ones who came up with this book, and Scholastic was the publisher. And when, you know, it was a fictional story about Hercules, one of a real enslaved African by George Washington, who was a cook. And the moral of the story, you know, was that, you know, they were scrambling to find some ingredients to bake massa a birthday cake, and they was being depicted as being happy about doing it. You know what I'm saying? And so that's why people was complaining about that, because Hercules, there is a group out of Philadelphia called Avenging the Ancestors, a radio courtroom personality, Michael Cord, who's a radio host on WURD, as well as an attorney in Philadelphia. He's a part of that, and I had interviewed him years ago, where they just now got a memorial for the 9 enslaved victims, including Hercules, that George Washington kept captive up there at the president's house, the first so-called White House in Philadelphia. And Hercules actually ended up escaping and whatnot. And so, you know, that was the problem with that book, as with textbooks, is that it doesn't teach the full story.
Right.
You know, you get this white, you get the, from that book, children will get the, they may get the perception that George Washington must have treated his enslaved victims nice. You know what I'm saying? It's just ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see the illustration?
And whatnot.
No, I saw the picture, but the headlines that I've read that they were pulling because he had slaves. That's what I read.
They were happy.
They're smiling
the whole time while they're trying to find
ingredients for this cake. Put that into perspective. At that time, what else did they know?
Both
we
angles.
Know that it was
well,
wrong.
If he was
to be
so happy,
now,
then why did he escape? Why did he run away if he was so happy?
Well, hold on. Don't you pretend to be something other than what you really are or how
well,
you really feel?
I wrote that in my article. I put that in my piece. I said it's certainly black people afraid of the brutality of their enslavers will be happy and smiling in their faces. You know, but we're talking about a children's book, and it's not communicating that, you know, that they did it because out of fear.
Right.
You know, it showed them it's genuinely happy to be baking a birthday cake.
You're right, Scott. It's misleading.
Shocking,
it's misleading.
What's shocking to me is that black people had a hand in putting together this book. It's not like Duck Dynasty who said, well, we always thought they was happy.
Right, that's the issue.
Because from their point from white
and Haley Barbara also said something similar to that as well.
Yeah, I mean, from their point of view, they thought we were happy. We singing songs.
Every slave master treated the slaves bad.
Come on,
I mean, it
man.
Shouldn't be shocking.
But that you're holding someone in bondage against their will.
I know it's wrong.
Payment.
And plus,
for
you can't. The fact that you're in slavery is bad.
I know what's going on right now. I'm saying I don't believe every slave master treated their slaves bad.
Oh man, come on.
The whole thing is bad. That's bad by itself. Bad is relative.
This is where we're talking about black history being written out of America. And I address this in my Black Talk Radio weekly commentary. I don't want to give too much away. Y'all gonna play it at 3 o'clock. But I address these issues. George Washington, if we really truly study black history, it uncovers the real American story instead of his story. His whitewashed version. And Washington was not a good, let's say, good white slave master, if such thing could exist. He did not treat them kindly, you know.
He didn't offer them a way out.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I said he did not offer them a way out. That would be the only good slave master in my assessment.
Yeah. I don't think there's such a thing can exist. Right. You can't be a good person and enslaving another human being.
Please.
Well, let me ask you this, Scott. Do you think that black history should be a requirement?
I think the majority of your panelists, this shouldn't even be separate history because it's American history. Yep. But we're forced to have our own Black History Month and forced to teach ourselves, and which we should do more of in teaching our children the true story, is because they're writing us out of their history books because they don't want us to know the true character of their founding fathers and so-called heroes.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. No question. I agree with you 100% on that. Thank you, Scott. Tell everybody listen to your show.
Tune in to New Abolitionist Radio tonight at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time on Black Talk Radio Network for a discussion on 21st century slavery and human trafficking. Thank you all.
Thank you, friend. I appreciate it. Well, let me say this. If we do not push our own history beyond this 1 month, February, and I think, like I said, once again, it should be a requirement, you're going to continue to have folks, the state senator in, where was it, in South Georgia, that wants to have honor the Confederacy Day and honor Confederate leaders and that sort of thing. And they are actually very vocal, do not care.
It was already done.
So,
that's what I'm saying. If you try to make it a requirement, there you're going to get backlash. What we should be trying
Who cares?
Because your children or the little children are there, they already get. Why we got to have all this separatism? I mean,
because they're telling their story and we are being written out of the story.
Okay, so we go to the writers and we make them change the books. That's all I'm
saying.
Good luck with that.
Let's take a break. We're going to come back. Reggie's on the phone.
Amen.
Why can't you?
Are you searching for the best in online black radio? Then go to blacktalkradionetwork.com, helping you filter through the noise. Real talk, black talk.
Has your health insurance changed, or is it about to change? Are you or did you move to a different state, change jobs, get a divorce, get married, or have a baby? Then you know what? You may qualify for a special health insurance enrollment period for the affordable Obamacare plans. And to find the right plan, you can get free help right now from Health Markets. They'll help you choose the right plan from over 140 different companies, plus help you maximize your Obamacare free government subsidies. Why pay a penny more than you have to for health insurance? Call anytime, day or night, to learn more about the special enrollment period to qualify for Obamacare. Here's our number. 800-296-1140. 800-296-1140. 800-296-1140. That's 800-296-1140. Not available in all states.
Hey there, Big John Trimble here. Thanks to Tanya for freeing up the time to allow me to talk about the Big John Trimble Show. Heard Monday through Friday mornings, 6 to 9, right here on WCLM Radio. Yes, sir, after 57 years, I'm still on the radio and 24-7 on BigJohnTrimble.com. It all originates from our backyard studio over here in Verona. We play a wide variety of requested music from Fats Domino, Chuck Berry, and Donna Washington to George Jones, George Strait, and Loretta Lynn, along with the trivia contest and over-the-fence chats with our listeners from across the Richmond area, across the USA, and sometimes foreign countries. The Big John Trimble Show. It's the most fun you'll ever have with your clothes on.
A dollar. In fact, no, brother man, here, have two. $2 means a snack for me, but it means a big deal to you. Be strong, serve God only. Know that if you do, beautiful heaven awaits. Esther pulled my rope for the first time. I saw a man with no clothes, no money, no plate, Mr. Wayne. That's his name. No one ever knew his name, cause he's a no one. Never thought twice about spending on an old bum until I had the chance to really get to know one. Now that I know him, to give him money isn't charity. He gives me some knowledge, I buy him some shoes. And to think blacks spend all their money on big colleges, still most of y'all come out confused. Go ahead, Mr. Wayne. Go ahead, Mr. Wynn. Mr. Wendell has freedom, a free that you and I think is dumb. Free to be without the worries of...
Join the conversation. Phone lines are open right now at area code 804-321-1010 in Central Virginia and 844-321-1010 coast to coast.
We're going to go straight to the phones. Our friend Reggie, how are you, friend?
Hey, how you doing, Tanya, and your illustrious panel there?
Hey, we're doing Reggie, well.
You know, when it comes to history and some, I would say some black Republicans, I have to chuckle because, again, when the illustrious Colin Powell stood in front of that conference in California, he was blue when he mentioned affirmative action. But our good friend Dr. Ben said that he was mistreated. Said they did dirty tricks to him this past week. Said they sent a petition out saying he dropped out the race, brother, and picked up and went to Florida to get some clothes. And they clowning him on the national media.
I know, you're right, they are. Yeah, I think it's time for him to call it a day.
I mean, Ty, can help me out in your stupid panel and a follow-up, if I may. I mean, they are clowning this guy, but yeah, it was 3 or 4 months ago when he was the moral compass of the Republican Party, when he said, and I quote, Obamacare amounts to slavery, and then he was fired, as Dick Gregory pointed out, the next day he got to his job. Can you help me out?
I think by New Hampshire that he is going to, you know, he's going to do away with his campaign. I think that's going to be it for him.
But they say us black folks, we don't support black Republicans. We call him Uncle Tom. I heard some Negro say he walked over with Donald Trump shirt on. And I'm like, okay, what you got to say now? And wait a minute, Christie even said, I want the boy. Talking about Rubio, I want the boy. And see yesterday, you see what the boy can do when we get into the race. What is that about?
I know that's right. Reggie, tell about this to your show.
This coming Saturday from 11:45 to 1, and we're going to have Ty Williams from Urban Radio live from the Super Bowl. So as we say, Cam, we're going to bring it home with the Black Panther. And a little history lesson. You know about religion and the Black Panther.
Oh, Lord. The Super Bowl.
Thank you, Fred. We appreciate that.
Black Panther. Oh, my.
Okay, well, look. What sort of clothing could he have had in Florida that's not available across
the... I don't know.
I mean,
I have no earthly idea.
Because he's not a Mormon, because they have a special cloth or something with their stuff. But what's going on?
I don't know. Ben Carson is special. That's all I can say. Stan says Black History Month is racist.
Narcoleptic.
Okay. Anybody want to comment on that?
No, yes. Black History Month is necessary.
Good. That
you think is racist, I mean, you don't pay attention to what's really true, period.
Well, isn't it racist?
Isn't it racist? No, it's compensation.
No, there you go.
It's compensation.
It is compensation.
For all these many centuries.
And guess what?
Now they have Latino Appreciation Month now.
Black history.
Right.
Is that a race?
It's a race, but it's not racist. That?
Well, no, it's not a race. Because
it's not exclusive.
It's enlightening.
Is that racist? Okay, we can't be racist.
We got to quit denying it.
No. It's not racist. No, we're not racist.
You missed. They even have
Sunshine.
Latin.
Call your friend Bill.
They even
call
have
your friend Bill.
Hispanic Heritage Month. So it's not racist.
Right, and it was some other groups I looked at. And they were national. I don't know. I think that was one of them. A couple of others that were national. Mm-hmm. They celebrate
anything that's organized based on quote unquote black only, like a black beauty pageant, so on and so on, is compensating for the all the years that we were not allowed. Because of color of skin,
that's like saying if you're going to say Black History Month is racist, you might as well say HBCUs are racist.
Well,
come on,
but they're not necessary. They're not because they let white people in on minority scholarships.
Well, right. We can talk about
That's hysterical.
If white folks are still writing our books and fixing our clothes and doing all kinds of things, they're not doing it in the United States.
Okay. I'm not talking to you
employing us.
I'm not talking to you right now. Let me read some of the comments with regards to whether or not black history should be a requirement. Benjamin said yes until we are fully included in American history books. Janice said we need American history. This only divides us. Jesse said yes, it took an elective. No whites were in the class. He took it as an elective. No whites were in the class. Jamie said, whose version of black history, Jeremiah Wright or Malcolm X? Grace said, absolutely. She thinks it should be a requirement.
I took black history as a class at JMU.
Whose version of it?
90% of the class was white.
You're going to have to ask. African
American
Studies at VCU.
Ask Jamie to give us a call if you raising the question asked when she says Jeremiah Wright or Malcolm X.
What about Martin Luther King or just
those
Carver?
Two. Just those two.
Malcolm X.
Chris said no. Do we add a course in white only history?
We have that. It's called
history.
It's
called history. Exactly.
Okay. And longtime listener said those who have no record of what their forebears have accomplished lose the inspiration which comes from teaching biography and history. Dr. Woodson.
You know, actually, we are in history books, though. You know, you got the Underground Railroad, you got Martin Luther King. We touch it. We like the fly in the buttermilk type thing.
The fly?
Just barely in there.
I don't believe you said that. Okay.
Swing.
Alrighty.
Like when people say,
Sweet cherry.
They question the authenticity of something, they say, is that the real McCoy?
Right. Well, Elijah McCoy.
Exactly. That comes from something.
Right.
Stoplights, so on and so on.
You know, also, Map versus Ohio, the lady responsible, the black one responsible for the search and seizure cases, a landmark case, her name is Doreen Map. So she's the one who's responsible for that's the Fourth Amendment.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Good to know.
Black history.
Didn't know.
Okay.
We are some fascinating people.
I only ran you, Van. I need to see how to step my game up.
You're taking us to our question with regards to black history. we all have lived Black history every day, but name something from a personal standpoint that has been memorable to you with regards to Black history. Start with you, my friend Brian.
Memorable.
Mm-hmm. Or anything. I mean, something far regarding Black history from a personal standpoint. Mm. Well, we'll come back to you.
I just think every day. I mean, just every day. Just, you know, having pride about your people and you know, just in the city of Richmond alone, a lot of Black history here. I mean, taking it from Doug Wilder, whether you like him or not, he represents history. And I'm one that grew up here, so I remember the only reason why you have Armstrong Walker was because we couldn't go to the other schools.
Schools, right.
Mm-hmm. That were John Marshall.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay, Van.
If you notice, Walker is like the only school other than Carver, only high school that's named after a Black person. Mm-hmm. It's Walker, but Armstrong was what?
Right.
General John Marshall was a.
That is such a wide question. God.
Okay, well let me go to Eric then and come back to you.
Okay,
we didn't know you were going that level.
Come on, then. That's something.
The email is an email. Well, you know,
the Dolly Tanya.
I'm not gonna have any friends here once the show is over today. I can see. Go ahead.
Well, I don't know. Just by me, getting older, and understanding that everything is not racist, and
you said it's
I
not.
I think
okay.
Outside the box, and you know, we just have to start being a victim. That liberated me, so that's my Black history moment, that I'm liberated and I don't have the same thinking patterns that most over 50 people who think, you know, that everything is harmful to Black folks and, you know, it's because of the white man.
Okay.
You hear that drop the mic moment?
Yeah, that is a drop the mic moment. Let me change the question a little bit. Share something, whether it's the good, the bad, the ugly. How about that?
That's almost as bad as the first one.
A history moment.
I feel
some personal.
You mean like personal.
Walking, minding your own business, and then it's stopped by the police.
That's a history moment.
Okay, I'll take that one. I'm able to sit here and account it based on occasions. I think of situations where I have had to deal with the cops now and didn't realize how lucky I was.
Yeah, that we
to be able to reflect upon it and be like, damn, how lucky am I right now?
Yeah, because seemed like back then they might frisk you, stop you, but they didn't shoot you. Now they just shoot you.
Now they were shooting. It's on video, so that's the only real
thing.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm feeling some kind of way, but you're calling me last.
Okay.
Brother, it's not about skin color.
You know what I got left so far, huh? Brian, Eric, and Bill now. Go ahead, Bill.
I have been fortunate enough to be born and raised in this city, and I was aware when the council was dominated by Black folk, starting with Henry Marsh and Willie Dale and Claudette McDaniels. The first time this city was governed by a majority
Black, in the house,
and that was significant, you know, for Richmond. But they did the same thing to them as the Congress had done to
gridlock
Mr. Obama by pulling the money away and leaving the city. But we still survived. But that was a historical moment that was very good. But the way that we've had to govern was extremely bad.
Okay. And that is memorable. That is historic. I agree with that.
Thank you very much.
Well, mine, I have to say, what I remember is when Dr. King was killed in 1968. I was living in D.C. then, and I was 9 years old, and how there was so much turmoil. And it was a very scary time. I mean, like I said, I was 9 years old and couldn't remember everything, but
born.
I do remember that. What was that?
I thought you were a baby, just born. When
Stop.
Reincarnation.
Stop.
Just use reincarnation.
Now, I'm talking about something historic, and you all talking about something else. But anyway, that to me was very historic, and you know, it was just how everybody was just so upset. And then, for the longest time, how 14th Street in D.C. was just so tore up for so long. Now it's beginning to be revitalized, but I mean, it was just so depressing. Every time I would go to D.C. to see my mother, how messed up it was a flashback. you know.
Well, I get that. Well, then I have to say, you know, just when Obama was, I think it affected all of us when he was elected, when Obama was elected, mm-hmm. and he stood in Chicago that night and gave that speech, you know, and to see the faces of everyone. I mean, so many people mm-hmm. crying.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's just like a watershed moment as defining as Dr. King's death.
Right, right. And it was. I mean, just think, most of us thought we would never live to see an African-American president.
He
shared a lot of what you just said, you know, dealing
we've
with.
We've got to keep in context that he was only a part of it. Malcolm was also killed in that era.
Right.
That's true.
The Kennedy boys.
Right.
Two brothers at that time, Mega Evers. That was a tumultuous mm-hmm. time. Mm-hmm. Marches and riots. I was like 15. When all of this was going on at the same time.
Right.
So it was a very scary, it was a very emotional time, but at the same time, we still had integration. We still moved forward with that.
Right,
you know
exactly.
The country still moved by that. There were still things that were done, the civil rights movement, the integration movement. All of that happened after all of that tragedy. So, mm-hmm. yes, Dr. King made a tremendous sacrifice, but so did Malcolm, and so did the Kennedy
Margaret
brothers.
Evers.
All of them made a tremendous contribution that moved the entire country forward.
I mean, you could even go, you know, think about the things that Arthur Ashe did and Stevie Wonder mm-hmm, with how they brought, you know, everything here all the way to South Africa, and then even last year, with what happened in South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And we never thought we'd see that flag, even if it's a symbol. We never thought that would finally, mm-hmm. and it took that action.
And that's one of the things, too. If we are not careful, the representative in Georgia made reference to the situation in Charleston and how the flag came down. And he is claiming that history, the Confederate history, is being diminished, you know. Well,
it's being diminished.
Yeah, well, you know, because of the flag being removed and the history and all that and what have you. If we are not, well, but think about it. If we are not careful and you have presidential candidates saying what they're saying, spewing that hatred and what have you, why isn't it that is that possible that they can have the flag going back up and we go backwards opposed mm-hmm. to forward? We have to be real careful.
There's a trigger point. They know they can say that stuff and get y'all all hyped up.
Yeah. Get y'all.
Okay, you keep thinking.
Get y'all hyped
you keep
up.
Thinking it's just
like,
well, we got to take a break. Black Talk commentary, our friend Scotty Reed. No, I don't take that lightly.
Walking down that tired of living life on the merry-go-round. And you can't find a fighter. But I see it in you, so we gon' walk it out. Ooh, mountains. We gon' walk it out and ooh, mountains. And I'll rise up, I'll rise like the day. Silence is a quiet, and it feels like it's getting hard to breathe. And I know you feel like dying, but I promise we'll take the world to its feet. Move mountains, bring it to its feet. I'll rise up, I'll rise unafraid, I'll rise up, and I do it.
This is your Black Talk Radio weekly commentary. February is Black History Month, and critics have said black people should not have a separate month to remember the deeds of their ancestors in the United States. They claim it divides Americans. In this commentator's mind, the reason many of them protest Black History Month is because they want to continue to promote the myths of the nation's founding and hide the sins of their so-called founding fathers. Many of these men are honored today with statues and monuments in Washington, D.C., maintained with public tax dollars when the historical record clearly shows these men to have been white supremacists who built personal wealth and a nation on the trade and labor of captive black Africans. Even if these supposed great men of liberty and freedom were not slavers themselves, they were committed to maintaining a system of white supremacy and created laws that disenfranchised free black men and women. Founding so-called father George Washington almost lost the Revolutionary War because he was a racist. Washington was such a racist that in forming the colonial army, he issued an executive order barring black colonists and enslaved black victims from enlisting. It was only after the general realized that his troops were vastly outnumbered by British troops did he finally give in and authorize the enlistment of free and enslaved black men into the military ranks. Reports vary but indicate one quarter to possibly one half of the American Revolutionary Army was comprised of black men. After helping to ensure victory in the colonists' fight for independence and freedom, many of the enslaved black troops were denied their freedom, and free blacks were continually subjected to systemic racism and denied basic human rights by the federal and state governments. It is sad that racism such as this is still an issue in the United States, and there seems a lack of will to resolve it. The birth of the USA would not have been possible without the African-American revolutionary soldier, both free and enslaved. This has been Scotty Reed with your Black Talk Radio weekly commentary. Join me for regular broadcasts on BlackTalkRadioNetwork.com.
This is the Tanya Free and Friends Radio Network. Coast to coast, on air, online, and on point.
It's the little store with the big deal. Hall Street Mini Mart at 1314 Hall Street. Roundhouse convenient items. Women and men accessories. Men's suits, hats, and shirts by D&W Fashion. Women pocketbooks and jewelry. Open 7, that's right, 7 days a week from 10 until 7 p.m. Call 232-3384 for more information. That's the little store with the big deal. Hall Street Mini Mart.
Amber Rose made news with intimate details of her former relationship with rapper Kanye West. Rose complained about the double standard applied when women display their sexuality. Let me tell you something. The difference between a man's sex drive and a woman's is the difference between shooting an AK-47 and throwing the bullets underhanded.
It's the Real Brother Radio Show.
New time, 10 a.m. Eastern on YouTube. Brought to you by Black Trade Lines. Go to blacktradelines.com and register your business or service today. Join the Black Trade Circle, where empowerment is only a download away.
WCLM, 1450 AM, Highland Springs, Richmond. The soul of the city is WCLM, 1450 AM.
This is Tanya Free. If it's Monday, it's time for Let's Get Busy with your host, King Salim Kalfani, 4 to 6 p.m. here on the heart and soul of the city, WCLM 1450 a.m. Kick off the week with KSK, Commonwealth Consultation, LLC, for 2 power-packed hours of news you can use, feature guests, cutting-edge commentary, and more. Let's Get Busy with King Salim Kalfani every Monday at 4.
Good evening. Tonight, Mr. Langston Hughes, American poet, dramatist, novelist, lyricist, lecturer. He's in town to give a lecture at UBC, but he's here tonight to read poetry, his own poetry, to a jazz accompaniment. We have Alan Miller to interview him. We have Doug Parker and his band to provide the jazz. And Mr. Langston Hughes has his own accompaniment, his own introduction.
Thank you.
sons are setting. This is what I'm going to sing. Sons are setting. This is what I'm going to sing. I feel the blues are coming. I wonder what the blues will bring. Drone in a drowsy, syncopated tune, rocking back and forth to a mellow croon, I heard a Negro play. Down on Lenox Avenue the other night, by the pale, dull pallor of a one-bulb light, he did a lazy sway. He did a lazy sway to the tune of those weary blues. With his ebony hands on each ivory key, he made that poor piano moan with melody. Oh, blues. Swaying to and fro on his rickety stool, he played that sad, raggy tune like a musical fool. Sweet blues, coming from a black man's soul. Oh, blues. Deep song voice with a melancholy tone, I heard that Negro sing, that old piano moan. Ain't got nobody in all this world, ain't got nobody but myself. I'm going to quit my frowning and put my troubles on the shelf. Thump, 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 when he's put on the floor. He played a few chords, then he sang some more. I got the weary blues, I can't be satisfied. Got the weary blues, I can't be satisfied. I ain't happy no more, and I wish that I had died. Far into the night he crooned that tune. The stars went out, and so did the moon. The singer stopped playing and went to bed, while the weary blues echoed through his head. He slept like a rock, or a man that's dead.
The conversation. Phone lines are open right now at area code 804-321-1010 in Central Virginia and 844-321-1010 coast to coast.
We're going to go straight to the phones to Lim on line one. How are you, friend? Lim? Okay.
Lim.
Lim, okay. I'm sorry. How are you, friend?
That's okay. Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good.
Okay.
You got a comment for us?
Comments. I was thinking about Black History Month. We've been talking a lot about it. And I just think it's, I agree with some people that it's necessary because if we didn't have it, you know, a lot of us would know nothing about our past.
There you go.
But I do think it is
it's a shame that we have to say, you know, in the argument, we only get a month, we only get a month. It's up to us as a nation of people, a whole race of people, to do this all the time. We don't need a month.
There you go.
We have 365 days, 366 this year, to promote our history. And it should be a curriculum in school, because we study Roman Empire and all of this crusades and all of that stuff.
That's called white history.
And we learn very little about ourselves.
Yes.
It's a requirement, because we are a great people. We did a lot
which is an oxymoron.
For the North American continent, not just the country of the USA. And I think we should be recognized.
Okay, so you think it should be a requirement, just an elective?
Yeah, requirement.
Okay, okay.
There you go, Tanya.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You call back often.
Thank you, friend.
You call back often. Tanya loves you.
Thank you. I do.
All right, bye-bye. Well,
go ahead, Brian.
No. Go to Bill.
Bill?
We've got to look at black folk make up about 51% in the city of Richmond, but our school system is 90% black. Okay? We also need to look at the fact that we weren't even allowed to read at one time. I think we have.
You mean a good slave masters didn't allow us to read?
We didn't even allow
the ones that Eric was talking about?
We have just begun to be in control of our school systems. So we've come a long way. I don't think it should be a requirement. I think we should be more in control of the information that's in our schools, since we can say something about it, and that we should make a conscious effort to promote our history. I'm in the throes now of trying to put a statue up of Maggie Walker. And there's a big debate because people want to save a tree. Really? That shouldn't even be a question about putting someone of this significance, of national prominence. And we have not taken the responsibility of promoting our own, but we're going to want to talk about the stars and bars. I don't care nothing about the stars and bars as long as he ain't in my house. You know what I'm saying? I don't necessarily want to see it flying over the Capitol. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, when them guys stand there and sing Old Shenandoah, I take time to listen at the Mormon Tabernacle Choir myself. You know what I'm saying? Because it sounds good. But the point is, far more interested in promoting my own history.
Right.
Understanding my own, where I've come from. And using the tools at my disposal versus trying to oppress somebody from doing theirs. One thing we were bringing up, we were talking about from whence we've come. I also had an opportunity to be aware of South Africa and de Klerk and Stevie Wonder was singing about these things back in the day. That we divested when we knew that our institutions were taking our monies and putting it and investing in South Africa. And once our consciousness was raised, we divested ourselves from that and brought that whole system down. This is what we should be consciously aware of. How do we take our funds, our resources, and pull that away? First recognize that we have it, and then pull it away and promote us. We walk by streets and houses and things like and never even know. People of historical significance lived there, promoted things there, and we have not celebrated our own. I really don't care what they're doing. I really don't. As long as it don't affect me and my kids or my community, I really don't.
And I hate to say this, that's the attitude, you know, many people have, and I think that's one of the reasons why we are so divided.
We are diverse, too.
Well, it's one thing to be diverse, but it's another thing when you just totally just everybody's for themselves. It used to be a time when we were coming up and we looked out for each other. And, you know, Big Mama and the church all worked together.
Everybody's well, Mr. Coleman, America,
capitalism. Everyone's not out for themselves.
In the immortal words of one Heavy D, picking cotton was bad, but at least we did it together.
Well, you better. But, okay. But again... Ryan? Like Mr. Coleman say, he has the wherewithal to go out into the community where he
right,
wants to.
Right.
So do I. But I choose to live in a community where it's majority me and where the young people can look up, at least look at the superficial me.
And that's fine, whether you live in your own neighborhood or if you go in another neighborhood or whatever the case may be, we still should be able to work together. What Mr. James Coleman here is with us in the studio, he made a very good point. And I think we've raised this question before. Nothing's wrong. There is nothing wrong with integration, but when we raised that question before, people said that is what has divided us. I don't think so. I really don't. I think that what you were saying, Eric, that we should be able to expand or be able to rise, you know, above where we've been.
Right.
You know, there's nothing wrong with that.
Integration is part of evolution.
And we fought for that.
The thing is, we can't get complacent. And that's a lot of that came about after integration. We got complacent, and we thought their grass was greener, and we forgot who we were in a big sense of it. I thought something that the gentleman said in his take this week, he mentioned a phrase, lack of will.
Mm-hmm.
And so much of our downfall as a people is lack of will. When it... I mean, just talking about the books.
Discouraged.
And yeah, being easily discouraged. You know, we have a man that's president of the United States, but day-to-day folks have lack of will.
Mm-hmm.
Our folk. And that's unacceptable.
I don't understand lack of will.
I don't understand everybody. You, that's absolute again.
No, it's not everybody.
Not everybody. He didn't say everybody.
Yeah, you can't say predominantly also.
Yeah,
I mean,
you can.
Okay, what do you think?
Like
what do you think?
I'm messing with you, man.
Oh, my Padawan is
okay, you can have fun, you Chris Miller.
I'm trying to be a Jedi Master, I see.
Go ahead, Van. What were you saying?
I was just commenting on
on
this.
Well,
you said about lack of will.
I was saying
lack of will. Yeah. What do you mean?
The gentleman was talking about basically, you know, the situations that we are in, the helplessness that we have. It comes from lack of will. You know, Ted Cruz and his group, they won because of willpower.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the stuff that we're going through, the crime, the black on black stuff, we take it.
Right.
We roll over. We're talking about
and
the books.
Well,
we're talking about in 2015, 2016, they're now, oh, they don't portray us in the books. You know, oh, we have lack of will and conviction to get a change.
And people know that Flint, Michigan is a prime example of that. We got to take our smooth jazz break. Only Human, George Howard, sponsored by Hong Kong Tailors. This is Tanya Free. Hong Kong Tailors at 3200 West Broad has been catering to your needs for over 40 years. Custom-made suits, shirts, pants, coats, and more.
Need that special outfit today? No problem. Visit their extensive selection of ready-made fashion and accessories for both men and women. The smart way to shop and a better way to dress. Mention Tanya Free and receive a 10% discount on your next purchase. That's Hong Kong Tailors, 3200 West Broad, 804-359-5441.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next.
You need to call 800-610-3497 and get your 44 pills for $99.
Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package.
Call us right now. 800-610-3497. 800-610-3497. That's 800-610-3497.
You're listening to AMFM 247, music you love from the 40s, 50s, and 60s. Best talk radio all day and every day.
Join the conversation. Phone lines are open right now at area code 804-321-1010 in Central Virginia and 844-321-1010 coast to coast.
We are back, and our friend Brian Robertson had to leave, and Mr. James Coleman is with us. How are you?
How are you?
Well, thank you for being here with us, and you were sharing something during the break. With regards to being able to go above and beyond, can you restate that for us, please?
What I have learned in experience is that our thought, the way that we think, the way we have been trained to think, I think it's historical now that we can think forward rather than how we were.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to myself, as far as job, you mentioned something earlier about neighborhoods. I live in a predominantly, it just happened to be white because I like the house.
Right.
It wouldn't, I would hope that.
Right, there's nothing wrong with that.
No. It's something wrong if I chose the neighborhood because it was white.
Right.
Because I'm black.
Right.
But I choose, my kids went to private school because at collegiate,
mm-hmm.
because I was frustrated with the public school.
Right.
And I wasn't getting an answer. And I wanted my child to have opportunity.
Have the best. Nothing wrong with that.
So it is the way sometime, now we have the opportunity to choose the things that we want. Now, are there challenges? There's a lot of challenges.
Right.
But at least we can think towards, suppose Barack had decided not to run, simply because no one else had run. So, or job. I've always been a token black person in a job.
Right.
They thought I was a yes man, which when they, I'm not.
Right.
You can choose me based upon my experience, my education. That's why I got the job, not because I'm black.
Right.
Now, it sounds contradictory. Yeah, I did get some jobs because I'm James Coleman, the runner, and we got a token in. But once they found out I'm not.
Yeah, you can't state if you don't know nothing.
Exactly. I was hired on my.
And there's nothing wrong with that, but it's unfortunate that when that happens, you have some folks think that, oh, he thinks he's this and that sort of thing. And sometimes we tear each other down because of that. Mm-hmm. And that's the issue. You know, that is a real big problem. And I think that we should always strive to do and be the best that we can possibly be. You know, we were talking about it last week, supporting our own. There's nothing wrong with supporting our own. I'm all for that. But also, too, let's flip it. We want others to support us, and as well, if you want to, you know, go outside of that, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, would you all agree with that?
Yes.
Eric?
Yeah, I agree with
that. Did I have your...
Oh, yeah.
You're okay with that? Bill?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, we got an agreement with that. That's a good thing. Van? Why are you laughing?
Just the repartee.
Okay. Whatever that means.
But before you move on any further, supporting us... You have to be careful because a lot of folk don't want to support us unless they can control us.
Right, we're not doing that.
They always want the
we're not doing
up.
That.
They want, yeah, they want to make sure
we're
that,
not doing that. I just think to take a stand. We as a people need to just take a stand. I don't know why I get such a hassle with that. Take a stand. Like he said, you are not going to be a yes person. End of story.
Well, you've got latitude and a rope if you want to stay here.
Yeah, you're going to stay here? You're going to stay?
No, yes, you are.
When you, I'm like James here. When you have your act together and you bound and determined that's what you're going to do, end of story.
Yeah. But black business got to improve, though. They got to improve their game, though.
Really okay, explain yourself.
I mean, everybody knows it's self-explanatory. You
know, explain yourself. Go ahead. I'm going to let
neighborhood,
you.
I mean, I said it early in the years ago, but, you know, I support black business. But sometimes, you know, they got to... You know, customer service.
Well, and you know something that goes for white businesses as well, because I walk in. Well,
not all black businesses.
Because I have, and I'm going to say that I have a black doctor. I'm very happy with. He's professional, and I don't look at him because he's black. Because he's good. Right. End the story. And as well as a black, lawyer, they're looking because he's black, because he's good. That's the first thing. I'm looking because you're
first.
Good.
Fellas,
because
your
banker. What?
do we when we go to pay?
That's where the real money lies, huh?
When we go to patronize black businesses, do we step into the situation with lowered expectations?
No, I don't. I don't. Not at all. I no. definitely do not. I look at it and say, you know what you know.
Do you hold them to a higher standard?
No, I hold them to the same standard as
same
any
standard,
other business.
Yeah.
Okay.
The same standard as any other business, because there are some white businesses that I'm like, I'm the same way. I'm like, this is not, they're not professional.
Right.
And they don't come correct and don't have their act together, I'm out.
Yeah.
Like doing Shark Tank, I'm out.
Yeah, I report them. I send email to their business.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah. I treat all businesses the same across the board.
Well, I think a lot of folk are stepping away from that. Just like we're talking about going out into other communities, a lot of those folk are coming back and taking over our communities. You can't get in Jackson Ward, and the prices have been driven up so high. But you can go to Boston.
Rotten crops, man.
You can go to Boston, and the same thing. Rotating those historical black areas have been taken over. You can't
shame
buy
on
a
us.
House there. You
shame on
buy,
us.
Well, we don't
shame
see the
on
value
us
in
because,
ours.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Shame on us that we do not pull together and try to save our community, our neighborhood.
We don't see
it
the
is.
Value in that.
Eric, don't look
we'll
at
see
me like
value.
That.
Go to the neighborhood. See what's in front of in the house.
Why is it that we don't like see the value and pull our resources together to revitalize our own neighborhood?
It's not time yet.
What do you mean it's not
we
time?
We haven't reached our saturation okay. point.
I just refuse. I just refuse to accept that. I refuse to accept that.
This is the first time.
No.
We are blessed to be able to send our kids to private schools.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fortunate. You didn't always have that.
That to me, this yes. sounds like it has a limitation on. I'm sorry. I just refuse to accept that. Tina wants to know what?
Just cut him right to the quick.
Am I offended?
Hell yeah, I am offended, and it should never be up at all, period. It shouldn't.
What?
The Confederate flag. It shouldn't be up.
Oh, yeah.
It should have been down a long time ago.
So in my yard.
And shame on us.
In my yard.
If it's in your yard, that's one thing. But I'm talking about on public property.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
It right. shouldn't be up. And it's shame on us that we have allowed it to continue to be up.
Could we want to stand power? I mean, just like this water thing. You know, we're going to complain for 2 weeks, and after that, it's going to go away.
Well, I was telling Brian before he left.
Can we touch on that?
Go ahead. I'll let you go ahead and take the first steps on that. Go ahead, Ben.
What is going on in Flint, Michigan is but one example of other such similar situations in the country.
That's true.
Know that that's true.
Mm-hmm.
But more than that, this has been going on for almost 2 years.
Right.
Almost 2 years. My question is, amongst a whole raft of them, at some point there was some infrastructure created to be able to divert the water from the river in order to irrigate the city.
Mm-hmm.
The infrastructure was there. At what point and what decision was made by whom to then use water from the Lake Huron,
which is the governor. We talked about it last week, and what it was, the bottom line was to save money.
Okay, well, we know that. I'm talking about there was a point in time when the Flint River was, the quality was good enough to consume. Okay. When did the water be tested?
You're talking about the Flint River?
Yeah.
No, to my understanding, my investigation, that the river has always been known to be filthy.
Okay, there had to be some infrastructure.
They switched it from one system, they were trying to switch it to another, and that system wasn't ready yet, so they switched it to the Flint River until it was, and that's where the issue came at the Flint River.
If that be the case, then was there new infrastructure created in order to divert the water to irrigate the city, or was that infrastructure already in place, which would denote a time when the Flint River was clean enough to be consumed?
No, my understanding that it was nothing in place. They just switched it, to my understanding.
Okay.
To my understanding. Let's go to the phone. Sunshine, how are you?
Oh.
Hello, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello, Sunshine.
Y'all need to turn it up a little bit. She's whispering.
Turn on my mic.
Hello, Sunshine?
Yeah.
Okay, we still can't. Sunshine?
I got him.
Okay, go ahead, Sunshine. We can't hear her.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just commenting on when the man say that they are buying up a whole lot of historical properties that black people mainly live in, and it's mostly for black people. And then you said we got to pull together, but you can't pull together and get your property saved if they got the money and the big bucks and getting the grants and all that.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I guess what I'm thinking is that what we have some folks that do have some, not all black people poor. I mean, if we have to go,
I'm just saying they know where to go to get the property and turn it to $1 million. They just know what to do.
Well, I think we do too. I just think that we just haven't acted on it.
Uh-huh.
When I think about the basketball players, doctors, nurses, lawyers. Black, you know, doctors, nurses, lawyers, and basketball players, and celebrities, and where is it that we don't pull together with these folks?
Yeah, but it seems like when they get there, they want to move. They don't want to be near the city.
That's my point.
They want to have their state to itself. It's all fenced up.
That's my point.
What
is it that we have not, made contact or made some sort of bond that, you know, we get our own that do have money to try and help ourselves,
but why though? I mean, if I made a certain amount of money, right, and I in the area that you want to go into, like the neighborhoods they want to revitalize or whatever, the crime is different, the schools are different. I mean, I want safety. I want my kids. I mean, sorry, I'm moving too.
Thank you, Sunshine. What was that, Eric?
Yeah, I'm moving. I mean, the neighborhoods are different.
Well, I'm not asking them to move back in the neighborhood. I'm asking them to be a leader and help just like they you get out of the neighborhood or what have you. Help somebody else to get out the neighborhood. That's what I'm saying.
Can't get these folks to vote.
Okay, that's the point.
I think we need more education, because I'm aware that in Dove Court, when they get all types of federal funding, and there's a mandate that state that when the build up, giving us opportunities to purchase those houses, we don't have the information.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
What happened, they build the neighborhood up, and then we are priced out.
Right, okay, mm-hmm.
So
right.
So I think we, when those things are happening, the renovation of those properties.
It's happened around us, right.
We need.
We're not there.
Because we're not there.
Right, we're not there.
We don't know that
right.
It is.
They've already planned.
The reason why they get state funding.
Exactly.
Federal funding is because there are certain things that should be in place.
Right.
Like we should have first crack at pressuring those places, and we don't.
Right.
And that's why they move in and we move. We are not able to move
back.
Knowledge.
In.
And they have meetings and everything on these things before they do things.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
We don't know.
Huh? Could be all investigated.
Well, because we don't show up. We
just don't know. And not
power and later, you know, housewives. We watching
okay.
That.
Okay. Lack of knowledge. What's it saying? Lack of knowledge. Our people perish.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's exactly what's Harry.
Mm-hmm. That's what exactly I was about to say. It's all about the reality TV shows. When you look at these TV shows, they're coming out in grand locations, grand areas. Yep. You would not see nobody on The Real Housewives coming from Jackson Wall.
Well, first right. of all, ain't none of them housewives.
Exactly.
Most of them ain't married, and some of them ain't ever been married and won't be probably.
You know
so
you can't. You've been watching the program.
I do my research, bro. I watch them for research purposes only. Okay?
You know all that.
Now, you know I can't talk crap about something and truly not know. Mm. I'm not that kind of person. I'm not a Republican.
But we do need to do a far better job. And like you were talking about PTA meetings and community meetings that they will have, we need to be more involved and more in tune and know what's going
and
on.
Enlightened.
But yeah,
at
the same
time,
right.
But at the same time,
council meetings.
We still are growing as a community.
Exactly.
You said we are not or we are.
We are. And
years.
Until I reach my saturation point, I can share with you a little bit, but I don't have time to give you everything you possibly could need. I just not at that point without, you know, sacrificing myself. I might be able to give you, you know, a pint of blood, but I can't let you open up a vein. I just can't do that. My point is, as us, we're still growing.
Yeah, growing.
Okay, let's take a break.
Coffee Black, coming through to bring you the latest in sports, celebrity, and entertainment news. Here's the sip this week. So, Kanye West made everyone's week with his Twitter war with Wiz Khalifa. And thanks to Amber Rose, we now know a lot more about Kanye's sex preferences than ever before. And Kanye has since said that kids should be off limits in these kind of things. I think that's the closest thing to an apology they're gonna get. Meanwhile, Rob Kardashian is now dating Blac Chyna, who used to be Kim's best friend until Kylie started dating her baby daddy, Tyga. So anyway, apparently he's moved out of Khloe's house and been staying with Blac Chyna, and the family's all in their feelings. And it might just get ugly because allegedly Rob and Blac Chyna are thinking about doing a reality show together. All this drama for a show? I'm not surprised.
And Stacey Dash is looking to sue a LA strip club for using her old Playboy pictures to promote a birthday party at their club. I'm sure this won't look good to Fox News. I'm just saying. Check out more on my site, thesipwithcoffeeblack.com, and tune in next week on the new musicexchangeradio.com for The Sip with Coffee Black. No sugar, no cream.
Check out the Famous Brown TV show every Saturday night at 2 a.m. and Monday mornings at 5 a.m. with your host, Preston Brown. It's exciting. It's fun. It's informative. It's the Famous Brown TV show on CW Richmond 65.
The New Orleans Talk Network, now on your mobile device.
On your computer.
In your ear. And interactive. It's new. It's innovative. And it's on your mobile device.
Android.
iPhone. iPad. And on your computer.
Take us wherever you go.
Because we're interactive. 504-341-TALK. That's 504-341-8255.
Are you nearing eligibility for Medicare benefits? Then you know now is an important time in your life. Medicare benefits can be a complicated puzzle. You don't want to overpay for your Medicare coverage or get the wrong plan. Let Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. With one free phone call, a licensed insurance agent will help you select a Medicare plan that's right for you and your budget. If you're becoming eligible for Medicare, call today and learn how to get the most out of your benefits.
800-365-6303. 800-365-6303.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is an authorized insurance agency in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service and product availability varies by state.
Call 800-365-6303. 800-365-6303. 800-365-6303. That's 800-365-6303.
Check out the Tanya Free and Friends Rewind every Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern on the May We Help You Radio Network at MWHWRadio.com.
The conversation. Phone lines are open right now at area code 804-321-1010 in Central Virginia and 844-321-1010 coast to coast.
James, you made a very good point that, you know, knowledge, being educated. And that's one of the issues that we, for some reason, need to be mindful of. Because when we don't know, like I said, a lack of knowledge, our people perish, and that happens. It really does happen. We got to go to line two. Sunshine? I'm sorry, yes, should have been line.
I just got to make one more comment.
Okay.
You were saying we need to go to our tenant meetings and our local meetings, and then he said we was going as a community. And I have to beg to differ, because I go to local meetings, the community meetings, black people barely come out, and when they do come out, they only come out when they give away something or they think they're going to get something.
Oh, no, that's
okay,
right.
Well, let me tell you the suggestion to that, Sunshine. Just like you have.
I go to the meeting.
Oh,
I run the meeting.
I commend you.
See what's going on.
I commend you 100% for what you are doing, but don't give up on what you're doing.
I've been doing it for years.
Okay, and I say that from the standpoint, just like the politicians go door-to-door talking to people, sometimes we have to do that, go door-to-door or be able to organize.
I put door-to-door, I put out flyers, I do everything.
She's
I tell them, go down
right
to City Hall, you know what's going on in the community. You
okay, well then, since you are the leader, you go ahead and you run things in. You make the decision. How about that?
I'm not a leader. I'm not the leader, but I try to help.
Okay, now I'm going to be the leader.
No, you lead by example, and you are setting a sterling example.
You are setting an example, Sunshine.
People don't follow the leader no more.
Well, go ahead. Still hang with it, and you'd make the best decision possible. How about that? And yeah. Then once it's done, tell them don't say anything to you because you tried.
That's what I say. I tell them, I said, you can't complain if you're not involved.
That's right. Absolutely. I agree with you 100%, Sunshine. Thank you so very much for your time and your talent and all that you're doing.
I would like to know who is the guy with the blue shirt on?
James Coleman. She's talking to you, James.
James Coleman.
Oh, the dark skin dude. He got a blue shirt on and a black
okay. Light. Wait a minute. Wait a minute, Sunshine. You talking about James? He's first time panelist. James, go ahead.
Oh yeah, I like him.
She like you.
I like you as well.
Thank you, Sunshine. We appreciate it. Earl, how are you, friend?
I'm doing great. I had to call back because the information in certain stances in reference to the HUD Act of 1968, which what the brother was speaking about earlier, pertaining to the economic development and RHA. This station that you're on consistently runs advertisement, mm-hmm. making folks aware of the demolition of the Armstrong site. We make them aware of all of this, but it does come down to the point of whether or not they want to receive it. And I think that also shows like yours should be used as a platform to try to help educate. The churches should try to work together. And this is the things that at WCLM, Multimedia Connection, we've been reaching out. King's Olympia in the forefront. We've done workshops at the Famous Brown Restaurant. We've done workshops all over the place. So it's not that the information is not being put out, but it's definitely evident that if you're on this station and you're stating that you haven't heard about Section 3 in reference to the HUD Act to that, then you might just only be listening to Tanya's show. So I encourage you to listen to some of the other shows that do communicate this particular procurement opportunities, and it is there, and that's how we have to galvanize. If you just hear of it, bring someone there to help educate your audience and vice versa. But that's what we don't do. When we hear from it, let's do it. WCLM, and in the Heart and Soul newspaper, the information is there. That's why you hear me trying to galvanize us to one source for the information input and output to where that we can make sure we can listen to stations that have black faces or personalities, but we're not getting the substance we need to be educated, which you're speaking of. We're not going to get from the politician. They're going to go on them stations, but they're not going to come on ours because we are trying to educate you, but you got to be willing to drink the water from the trough and not just look at us when you're just utilizing our resources. Look at us 24 hours and you will see we're there, been there 2, 3, 4, 5 years in advance. Work with us, help us, help each other. Thank you.
Thank you, Earl. You're absolutely right. Let me say the station again. It's WCLM 1450 AM. And definitely tune in to a lot of my Richmond, Virginia, and tune in to a lot of my colleagues, King Salim and Reggie on Saturdays, and many others, Scarborough and many others. Definitely you get educated on this station. Let me say it again, WCLM 1450, Richmond, Virginia, okay? I just can't say enough about all of my colleagues here at WCLM. Thank you, Earl. I appreciate that. One of the things before we go, we were talking about being educated, which I think is a key thing for all of us. And voting is another key thing, especially in this 2016 presidential election year. And once again, please go to gov.track on every candidate. I think, like I said, once again, you get a better picture as to the things that they have sponsored and what they really stand for. I mean, when they're doing their debate, they're going to say almost anything to get elected, but to really see what they've actually done, to see their accomplishments or what they've tried to accomplish, to me is a far better picture when you go to Gov, I think it's gov.track, if I'm not mistaken, and see what they've actually done or what they've actually tried to do, opposed to, you know, the elections. And one of the things I think Hillary and Bernie Sanders will be having a town hall tonight where they will be answering questions from the audience. I tend to like those a little bit better than the debates because when you have people out of the audience, hopefully like you and I, all of us that are listening and on this panel, asking questions as to, my questions would be, What are you going to do to turn around the economy, to bring jobs so people can...
That's so disrespectful.
What do you mean it's disrespectful?
The economy is, I mean, from when Obama got in office, the economy is chugging along. 13 million jobs.
No, I don't want it to chug along. I want it to do well. No, I want us to do better. Congress. No, no, oh I that's unacceptable.
You are downplaying what this man did.
I mean, I'm not talking about downplaying. I'm talking about in the future. I'm talking
turn
about
the economy around. You sound like Republican.
I'm talking about to continue. Let me say it this way: to continue what he's doing.
Oh yeah, here we go.
To make it even better. That's what I'm saying.
But you jumping ship on him, Ms.
Friend. Goodness. Yeah, I'm not saying anything bad about President Obama. I'm talking about someone that's going to make the economy even better
right.
in the future. That's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's
kind of sort of okay. Can a one man do it?
Do it, yeah.
I didn't say one man. I'm not saying. I'm talking about at least have a vision. Okay, I'm talking about a vision.
Yeah.
So you think Hillary?
If he had a Democratic Congress, that stuff would have been changed. Like, man, come on.
Yeah, but now you've also got to factor into the equation.
Look,
I've
got to talk to you about your attitude.
You've got to factor
into the equation. I'm not both of y'all out after the show.
You've got to factor into the equation.
I think even Obama will admit that there's things he should have done better, and I think he has spoken on jobs, some things that he should have focused on more. And I think I understand what you're saying, that not saying that Obama didn't do his job.
Right.
You're saying that
it could be better.
Better.
That's right. What
well, and a lot of these jobs that have gone away and are not coming back.
That's right.
For one reason and one reason only.
Tell them, Van.
Cheap labor.
Not, that's not the reason. It's automation. Computers, too.
And that's another thing.
Yeah,
but it's
all different training.
It's cheap labor as well.
When jobs were moving, you can't tell
a manufacturer to bring
stuff
back here.
People moved to the jobs.
Right.
When the agricultural system went down, people got on the trains and went up to Chicago. They went to where the jobs were. We are not doing that now. We're walking around with signs telling some give me a minimum wage. But we're not moving to where the jobs are. And the jobs of where it used to be have become obsolete.
The minimum wage is necessary as well, bro.
I just can't accept that. I mean, that's his job to figure out how to bring more jobs here. Okay?
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
He's not a dictator.
Yes, it is. They need to he need to figure it out. That's hey, we elected them and they went out vote. They figured it out.
How's the president bring jobs?
You can't.
The president, the Congress, all of them to figure out. Okay. So you all accept the fact that this is it. It can't be no. It can't be any better.
Small businesses are the biggest job producers.
Well, even if it means they stop, even if it means that they have to give corporations a break as far as taxes so they can bring more jobs.
Yes, and small businesses don't offer their employees health benefits either.
Offshore,
so
they don't want to pay
keep
taxes.
Keep that on the table as well.
What's that?
Small businesses don't usually offer their employees health benefits either.
Yeah, to stop that, yeah.
Okay, so let's put it in its proper context.
And also, too, I have to say the Obamacare, it needs some tweaking.
Yes.
Now, whether you all agree with me or not on that,
so does Social Security and Medicare.
It needs some tweaking. What I'm talking about Obamacare right now, because I'm paying an arm and a leg. I have no problem with everybody having coverage, but I don't want to be paying for everybody. It's just off the chain.
That's what Bernie said, dude.
Well, like I said, it needs some tweaking.
Okay. Every other industrialized nation on the planet engages in a socialized medical program.
Right.
And they ain't going bankrupt. So what's happening here?
I feel like I'm going bankrupt when I pay that, you know.
You feel that way
because you're a millionaire.
Major corporations.
And Bernie.
They might pay 10%. Might pay.
Well, then that's what we need to fix that.
See, Tom, you're a millionaire. That's why you're paying a lot of money.
Yeah, right.
You're paying $2 in a day. You got money.
Let's see.
Yeah, you got money.
I ain't going to talk about you here.
Brittany's talking about raising your taxes.
You see? Oh.
That's okay. Raise everybody's taxes. Everybody taxes.
Smarter paying 52% in taxes.
Raise everybody's.
Total.
Yes,
see,
because
these
you're having
these
to make up for Mitt Romney,
Donald
Trump, people like that.
We need to talk about. Figure out where everybody stands and figure out who's going to be the best
Walgreens
candidate. That's the
Hillary
thing.
Clinton.
And we're talking about things like immigration and abortion and all. As far as I'm concerned, that is not on the front burner for me.
Why do you think they do that? They got
to distract folks.
Thank you. There you go.
I know that's my point.
Working.
That's why we're talking about it.
Okay.
James, what do you think?
Final thought, James. Take us home, James.
James, I ain't going to let you back no more.
You got fans and everything, James.
You took sunshine away from me. You ain't back yet.
Sunshine. I think the point I want to drive is that miseducation and the lack thereof, we need more of it in order to make to even sound intelligence when we are talking about issues. Because a lot of times our issues are based upon our own ignorance or how we've been led down the road.
Right.
So.
Okay.
And also confidence and self-esteem is very important also.
Absolutely.
That's very important.
You know, okay.
That's it, Eric. Okay.
As always, I thank God, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for allowing us the opportunity to speak and hopefully heard. Thanks to our listening friends. Blessings to each and every one of you. And, of course, thanks to Bill, Van, Eric, Brian, James, Antoinette, Miera, Jeremiah, Coffee Black, Roosevelt, Marcus, and Mr. Free. I'm Tanya Free. Until next time, be free. And remember to live life with a purpose.
Peace and love.
Life is like a big merry-go-round. You're up and then going in circles, trying to get to where you are. Everybody's been counting you out, but where are they now? Sitting in the same old place, just faces in the crowd. We all make mistakes. You might fall on your face, but you gotta get.
Tanya Free and Friends Talk Show is a presentation of Freedom Marketing Incorporated. All rights reserved. Views and comments expressed are not necessarily the views of the host and or this station.